Start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Everyone knows that Parshiyos Shovevim is gematria of Esruah Chatuma Avir Min Ha'oretz. And last year we discussed at length the Tikkun of Shovevim of Kedushas HaDibur. The whole idea of Geula from Mitzrayim, from everyone's personal goals, is connected to Kedushas HaDibur. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach is about Dibur. We heard Mitzrayim, Onos Lobi HaDibur, Pesach, Paroi, Pera, etc., 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 as we were Marich last year. I want to just add, before I begin to share, just one Nekudu. It says in Tzvonam HaKdoyish, Ve'edlish Shmoyis B'nei Yisrael HaBoim, the Rosh HaTevis is Gimatria Sichos, speaking. Which is saying Sichos. Let's feel the Gemara says. What is that going to do with anything, right? Everyone, there was a minig in Belz, but Rosh Hashanah, Belz was Chuz Yogin Aleinu, that at the Seder, when it says Magbiyah Mesakaira, so his Rebbetzin, the Rebbetzin Malka, used to also pick up the Kaira. Why? So the Gemara says in Kiddush and Daf Memtes, everyone knows the Gemara, that Asara Kabin Sicha Yardol Oilom, and Noshim took 9. The Velt says the 10th one, the 10th Kav, they stole. And usually you interpret this Legreis. Rabbi Emes is a mile, Asara Avram Shor brings, that when they built the Besmedrish in Lublin for the Chayzer, he went to inspect it. He says, Epizofelt, what's missing in Ezra's Noshim? And he said, what's pshat? Because there's a notion where the women daven, and the sicha is tefillah. In fact, women daven with the voice. That is maila, the tefillahs of everyone. And that's maila, and the Chazal say, the Gemara says in Soita, that b'schus notion tzedkonis, nigla aviseinu mimitzrayim. And therefore, she would also participate in the Hagbah Sakaira, which all that means, Magbina Sakaira, and the Sforim Magdashim, the led the Oisius after Kaira, Kuf Ayin Reshei, is Shofar. The poil, the mamtik dinim, etc., is through just to be add the tefillah tzaddik, the blue shiva brings. If when you have in the brach of Asher Golonu before the end of the first part of the seder, Yitzianu me abdus lecheirus miyogin lesimcha. So you take the words lecheirus lesimcha liyontif lehergodel legula is gematria 1495, which is what? Who remembers from last week? Oh. The whole Aleph Beis, from Aleph to Tav, I said this like 100,000 times, is Gematria 1495. In other words, the whole idea of Geula, right, is to beguile the Oisius of Torah, which were also in Golos. Which is Lahoyer, just to throw out, to add to the Tzadik, 1495 is also the Gematria B'schus Noshin Tzidkonis. You want to go just a bit further before I actually begin this year, just to drive you crazy a bit. 1,495 is all the Chav Beis, right? If you add the Mantzapach final letters, which is total of 280 par, yeah. How much is 1,495 and 280? 1775. 1775, which is Gimatri in this week's Parsha, right? Vayifen koi vachoi vayarki ein ish. Hello? Vayaches amitzri vayitmeneu b'chol is 1775. Which is also b'kimatria v'ish moisha onov mi'oid mi'chola odom ashal b'nei adoma imakoi. Anyone, by the way, before I begin, just to tickle your brain cells, anyone remember the number of 1775 somewhere from Chumash?
The difference between the first and the second census, yeah.
Sure. No. Yeah. Bingo. In Parshas Pekudei, it says S-O-L-F, yeah. Ushrami, 1,775 shkolim. That, if you remember, Chazal saying, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot where, therefore he made a Pekudei, because the late Sim Shabbatur said, Moshe in this Asher, from he pocketed some of the whatever. So they made, and they remembered, as the elder of Ushvami, he made Vav in Lamud. And I discussed many times, just parenthetically, because also Rebbe Kiva came to whatever, that the Vavim Lamudim, which according to Rashi, as it had in Dafchav Beis, Shaloika Rashi Ala Torah, was outside, and everyone, Shekel Gimatria Nefesh, that represents, and everyone, according to where you are spiritually, that's where your Shekel went in the Binyan,
Beis Ham in Mishkan, and if you are not Zoycha and you're a bit on the outside spiritually, so you're lost. You're the neshamas that even Moshe Rabbeinu temporarily forgot. You like the shevet don people who poltosan aoren who are outside of the realm of kedusha, which is nishkachris, whatever. And mashkiach is meirich, and I'm going to see techa at great length, right? Well, just lahoyer, right? What is Moshe Rabbeinu? What he remembers? It says in pasuk also vovin lamudim v'tzipa rosheim v'chashuka v'chishuk oisam, which could be interpreted to mean that even the forgotten Yidden, he made the vovin. What does vov mean? I know that also. What does it mean? What does it symbolize? Remember, the Medrash said me the pekudei as David Melech Davin da seimi ois l'toyva, as it says by Kayin, by Yosef Hashem l'Kayin ois, and we discussed many times the ois was a letter vav. It says in Zayir Hakadosh, and vav means what? Chibur, connection. That even the Jews who are forgotten, the Jews who are bichutz l'machne, the Jews who are shevet don people who poltos in the oren also are in, connected to vavin. Hello. If the Mashgiach says also vavin la'amud v'tzipor Hashem v'chishak oisam is gematria 22:39, which is giloi l'netzach yishkach evyon tikvas anovin toivelot. Right? They're also not forgotten. With the idea of a shekel. Therefore, shkolim is gematria amichum tzadikim and they're acharin and don b'nei don chutzam. And as Haman said, zayin and shoyveli, etc. As we amirichum. Okay, stop. Now, what in the world am I talking about? What does You don't know. Okay. Shiloh, do I know? The question is, what in the world, right, does 1,775, which is the Sach Hakol, Hakol Bakol Mikol, of all the Chavzayin Oysis with the Mansapach letters with the Dinim, right? What has that got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu smashing up and killing and burying this rotten Egyptian? Yeah, and how does this connect to the Ish Moshe Onav Yoyde Melevanova? And how does this connect for the forgotten Yidden? Put that in the back of your brain cells. Okay, let's start something very, very simple here. Okay. Can I ask you a simple klutzkasha? Okay, everyone knows the Gemara in Soita. Pasuk says Vatiftach Vatarei was a yeled that Bisya, the daughter of Paro, opens up the casket that Miriam had placed on the earth, whatever, yeah? And she sees Vihine Narbuich. So the obvious, glaring $64,000 question. This is what you can mark. It says Yelet, and he's called a Nar. Make up your mind, either a Yelet or a Nar. To which Rabbi Yehuda says in the Gemara that he looked like a little baby, 3-month-old baby. But his call was the call of a nar, to which Rabbi Nechemiah says, Rabbi Yehuda, okay, if so, you made Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Levi, and Levis are supposed to be Meshoyerim, you made him a Balmum. I'm not going to involve the whole lumdusness, this agrees, that tutuk vel. Put that aside, right? Nevertheless, Rashi, in his Pirush HaLatoyer, brings Rabbi Yehuda that it was he looked like a yelled, but he had the voice of a nar. So the Ramban goes, whole Ramban against Rashi. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara seems that the Chemia bumped off Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi brings it in Pshut Ishul Mikra. So the Mefarshim, one of them, and there's many Mefarshim, look at the Ari, all the Mefarshim Rashi. Very simple answer. There's a Medrash. The Medrash says, it's a Moiridika Medrash in Devorim Rabbah, Miyoyim Shenelet Moshe Rabbeinu Kfar Hayaholich Beraglov, and the day he was born, he was able to walk. From the day he was born, he was able to converse, to speak, to dialogue, to have discussion with his parents. Ben Shalish Chadoshim, when he was 3 months old, he told them, I am going to receive the Torah amidst the fire of Sinai. Hello? So, when is there a chesorin? That a little boy, a baby, speaks with a kol av, with a deep, matured voice, when you speak like a baby, and you're uga muga muga, right? And you sound like a 15-year-old, there's something wrong here, right? But if you're speaking, you're saying over and up top, pilpul arbroch bear, and you're saying it when you're 3 months old, and you're saying it with a deep voice, it's just... I'll tell you why in a minute. Hold yours, right? We'll get to it. Hello? Asher Alkein, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu, his speech, his call, his speech was Pilipois, more than any other human being. So I would have suggested that that's Moshe Rabbeinu at 3 months old. So by the time he turned 80, he must have been the greatest orator ever to walk on planet Earth. Well, befrat that we know, he was Mivchar Min Anushi, and he's at Doin HaNevim, and he spoke to the Eibishter Pel Peh, right? And Novi comes from the word Niv, so say, in the lips. So Moshe Rabbeinu must have been the most fluent, articulate, competent orator in world history. But you and I know, in this week's parsha, that Moshe Tainer is that he's a Kfat Pen, Kfat Losh. Next week's parsha is called an Orel Sfosai. So, V'chal V'kuntis, right? That the greatest human being, and a Novi has to be a Muslim, and in Koimo, and Mara, and even Ashirut, etc., etc. And Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka, whose whole job is to be a Novi, to give over Torah to Kol Yisrael, and he's a Kfat Pe, Kfat Losh. Distinctively inarticulate. Doesn't seem to stim with. So there's a whole, I haven't listed all of them. I'll give you some of the major terutzim in Meforshim. And if you look deeper, Kadaikis Shaper is really wonderful. But let me just try to go to something. By the way, I must tell you, Behektim, that is brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim from the Zohar HaKadosh, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv came to be Mesakin the first three letters of the Shem Havaya, right? Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mesakin the final Hey, Hey Tato. Anyone who's ever taken course 101 in basic Kabbalah, Hey Tato, is Malchus. And Malchus is what? As you say, preparing for Shabbos and possibly Malchus is Peh, Torah Shal Peh, Kriyin Alo, yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu, in Indian, spiritually, had to reflect Peh. And I could go on, I'm not even going down there. There's a whole arichasness. But if Moshe Rabbeinu represents Dibur, Peh, right? In reality, he's fakert, he's a kvad peh and kvad losh. So I'll give you seven answers that you could easily say, without even looking deeper. The Paneach Roza brings from Rabbeinu B'charshar, what about Toysis? It says in Pasuk, Mi, Som, Peh, Lo'odom, which is Rosh Teves May Shuffle. The Eibishter wanted to show the world that even a person who's a shuffle, who can't speak a full sentence, right? Who's totally inarticulate and whatever, he could also be the one that the Eibishter chooses to be the good. So says the Baal. The Shachal HaTorah says, Al Derech the Rashbi famously says, the Gemara says, that if I would have been at Har Sinai, I would have told the Eibishter, just like you have two eyes and two ears, you should have two mouths, one to speak Kedusha, and one to speak Chol, right? Therefore, if a person is Poigim and speaks Divrei Chol, that's Poigim in his ability to absorb Kedusha. And therefore, the Eibishter, there's no one who spoke Torah more than Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us the Torah. Therefore, the Eibishter made that Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, who's on the highest realm of Torah, should have no pagam ki huzeh with Diburei Chol, and therefore he was a kfat peh, kfat losh. Number two. Svarim HaKadoshim answer, I can't remember where I saw it, but it's important in Svarim HaKadoshim. Look at me in a cup. It says, there's a bechlal, a concept in Svarim, that there's a symbiotic relationship between a tzaddik and his generation. As the Talmud says in numerous places, famous pasuk, Yishi Hashem ki gomer chosim ki pasu amunim ne'odam. Why is pasu amunim ne'odam? Stam people felling amunim, because gomer tzaddik chosim in art. There's no tzaddikim anymore. Fakert, why are there no tzaddikim anymore? Ki pasu amunim ne'odam. In other words, like the famous story with the Baal Shem Tov and Meiriv, there's like, you never see at a chassid, sometimes the bachur make like a pyramid, a human pyramid. And when the guys on the bottom of the pyramid decide to go home for lunch, so the guy in the top comes falling down. So the tzaddik, his madrega, is connected to his oilam. And when the oilam is b'shvala madrega, that's poigim in the tzaddik also. It's a two-way relationship. Asher alki, what was the, for whatever reason, there was a pagam in that door. We know that in Mitzrayim, dibur wasn't goals. Whatever that may mean, they couldn't even articulate. Vatal Shavosa, they screamed, the primal scream. They couldn't articulate in words because Dibur wasn't goalless, under Parai Pera. And they had an effect. It expressed itself the leader of the generation. The Tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu was also an Aral Sfasai. Tfer Shloim says, beautiful vort. Why over here in Parshas Shmos, by the snare, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm a Kvad Peh and Kvad Losh. In Parshas Vo'era, Moshe Rabbeinu calls himself an Aral's Vosayim. Why did he change terminology? Aral's Vosayim obviously is much worse, as we'll discuss. Behektim, you asked me before, Rabbeinu Simcha, you asked me before, it says, Vatiftach Vatareya was a Yeled, Vihine Nar Boicha. So what did she say? Meyal Deha Ivrim. He must be from the Ivrim. How did she know? You know, then you know what Zohar HaKadosh says? When Bishya Basparoi touched Moshe Rabbeinu, she was Moshech and Moshe Rabbeinu Mishchu Dechivya, the tumor, the zuama of the Nochosh, and it took 80 years for the Eibishter to miyachid. The Gula could only come when Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, and he totally rid himself of the pagam that she once touched. And this is Bishya already going down to be Roichetz from Gilule Beis Avia. Not Shamashiksa. There's a future Gyaris. She was hello. Hello. So Oyba Zoi says the Tveres Shleima. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Loshen because he didn't want to engage Pari, who's Pera, in conversation. You remember the Gemara in Ksuvis, Re'uha Midaberes, my Midaberes. When you speak, the word dibur is also connection. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that if he'll go and speak. Therefore, he was Masarev, the Eibush Shlichus, because he said, if I go and speak to Pari, it will have a detrimental, negative effect on my Kedusha. Why? Really, think it's very shlame. I don't think Ki kvad peh u kvad loshon anochi. I'm someone who's mechabed, who honors, who cherishes, who believes in the koyach of pen loshen. And if I engage pari harosh in conversation, I lose that covet, that cherishness, that holiness of pen loshen. So the Eibush just said, hey, mi som peh le'odom. How do you speak and how do I speak and how does every shegetz in the street speak? Because the Eibush is mahavin the chayid, the world, the Eibush gives us the koyach of dibur. That means the Eibishter gives us a koyach of dibur, and we take the boy b'shol that the Eibishter gives you a koyach of dibur. You go and you're poigim with that koyach of dibur and to speak lashon hara and mechilus and nilpeh and kol davar osam, or stam divrichol pass the ketchup, whatever. So daye le'eved lius karabi, if the Eibishter has to suffer, that his koyach of dibur, which he endows man, and that's unique to some man. That a person becomes the ruach mamalulah as the Targum teaches. And the Eibush is soivel that people misuse and misappropriate. So you, Moshe Rabbeinu, also have to go down to speak the Pari. So he accepts the shlichus and he goes. But at the end of the parsha, says, "I went, I did the shlichus, and not only has it not helped, but it's gotten worse." So it must be the fact that at the sneh I refused the shlichus and I had these whole 7 days of tightness and minus with the Eibush. So it must have been that I was poigim in Kedushas HaPeh, like you poigim in Shoivim, is about Mila. Mila's Gimatria Peh, and therefore it caused the Yanika to Sitrachra. And therefore it's not just I'm a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Loshen, Kepshutoi, that are heavy, difficult. I'm an oral, there's the Ian of Orla here. Right? And the Eibush said, wait, you'll see what happens, everything flows and everything falls in the end of it, and it's all latails. The similar pshat brought in the Shefach Chaim, Sayin Raivin Deraivin, Sayin Chumash Rashi, Tafrish and Boy, Tafrish and Gimel. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu was, why the Eibishter made Moshe Rabbeinu into a Kvad Peh? Because he didn't want to speak Egyptian. And the Kleisenberger is Meirich Barichos of the Tumah of Lashon Aku, of Lashon of Umas Oilam, and therefore the Eibishter made that he shouldn't, well, he's growing up in a palace. Right, he's growing up in a palace, and the Eibush didn't want we put him and his madrega speaking. I've said once that Ramemi Fanof knew Latin, and he fasted kama v'kama tanesim to forget Latin in order there shouldn't be poigim in his asogis that he couldn't go any further. As Al Darach says, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to know Egyptian, right, and therefore he was a klapei. He shouldn't have to speak that language. Another reason, reason number six, why Moshe was a Kvad Peh. The Eibush says, go to Paroi, and Moshe says, I'm a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Loshen. Lo yish dvorim aneichi. Hello? The obvious question is, Does the Abishur not know that you're a Kvat Pen? A Kvat Lashon Alpha began, he chose you. So what? He tell you the Abishur Nayas that he didn't know? What's going on here? What's the Taino? Yeah, and then in next week's Parsha, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hey, B'nai Yisrael, Lo Yishmo Elai, Lo Yishmo Elai, Veich Yishmeini Paroi, Vanir Al Svasayim, says Rashi to Chazal. This is one of the 10 Kalvachimers in the Torah, to which everybody asks, what's the Kalvachimer? Right before, people forget, it says, which is the reason that doesn't apply to Paris. So what's the Kalvachimer? Says Rameh Mifano, and I saw my Morris, a moiri tikavort. We know that the Kal Godel basic 101 Kabbalah, that every neshama of Neshamas Yisrael was originally kolul in Odom Arishon. And it depends where you come from, the mind, the heart, or whatever. We come from the Mashiach, comes from our generation, comes from the heel, etc., etc., etc. You know where the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mifchar Men Anushi, came from? The Kone. You know, there's a Kone and a Veshet. And the Veshet, the food, the Eitz Hadas, right, went down the Veshet. And the only part of the Guf of Odom Arishon that wasn't Nene from the Eitz Hadas was the Kone. And the Sheirish of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Kone. Kone is all about speech. And that's, by the way, where everyone has to get married, right? Except by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter says, the Eibishter was maskim, v'atamayit payim modi, you could be perish min Eishon. Because everyone else, Adam Arishon, were included in Adam Arishon. And Adam Arishon was begging that he listened to his wife, problem number one, right? So therefore you're ticking, you're stuck, right? Moshe Enki, Moshe Rabbeinu was not listening to his wife because he wasn't whatever, right? And there's no Dibur, Chusha Dibur by Achete Tzadas, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could stay and his Maimed the Matzav as he was. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, because he wasn't Pegim Nachila, therefore he could go up to the heaven for 120 days, Lechem Lechalti, Maim Lechusisi, and Moshe is the one whose chus comes demon, which is Lechem Abirim, it has no psoilus, it has Lechem the Klippa, etc. Because Moshe was not affected in any which way through the Eitz Hadas. So far so good. Says that Rabbi Fano, he puts a spanner in the works, after something wrong here. Yeah, it's true that the Pagam in the Kana is L'chura, from Riyata, much less than anywhere else. But on the other hand, it's worse. Because you're the voice, the what's called the esophagus in English, who gives, makes, produces the esophagus, the whatever you call it, the wimpack, whatever. You cause the voice, you give the Hevel, right? Yeah? But you should have been Moicha to the rest of mankind, for all the other Nishamas. And because you didn't do it, Moshe Rabbeinu felt responsible. And therefore, he's an on of Mikol Adam. He was the one, because he didn't, wasn't Moshe in this Aveir, in this Merid, therefore, he's guilty more than anybody else. And therefore, he what? Therefore, he felt, hey, what is the reason of L'Shom Elai B'nei Yisrael? Why? Because I was the cause of the whole downfall. It's Kal V'Chomer. I'll go to Paray and he'll tell him a tool, Kairi B'nei Necha, right? You're the cause of the whole downfall. It's therefore, Moshe Ben, the tikkun of the Pagam, of being in the Kone, and not being Moshe, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a Ral Svasayah. That's another Mahalach. There's a famous Droshes Haran, number 7, which goes, Posh is a simple answer, which is Halakha, which disagrees with the whole Enkama Kaimei. Simple. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been the world's greatest orator ever, so people would say, oh, you know why he didn't accept the Torah? Because if Adreza, sometimes you go hear a Rav speak, somebody at a shul, you got a drosh, a speech, you know, rabbi, doctor, somebody. And it's beautiful. He uses every long word, like with 45 syllables and whatever. It's beautiful. And he tells a story with a good joke, and everything is very, very polished. And B'shas Maita, everyone's sitting there with their mouths are open, and you walk home to eat your challah, and you ask your whatever, you ask your friend. So, like, everyone loved the drosh. What did the guy say? Don't got a clue. What's the message? Don't know. A good speaker. So maybe we'll say, Moshe Rabbeinu b'mesek l'shoinui. Therefore, Dafka the Eibishter made him a what? Kvapeh. Right? And order. Okay. Then there's a whole moral in Gvurza. Gvaldige moral. I'm not going to talk about it. The reason why Moshe had to be a... In Chassidish, in Chabad Svarim, it says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvatpeh? Because he was so bottled to the Eibishter. The Alter Rebbe brings it in Torah, look at the Torah in Siddur. Sima Tzedek brings it in our Torah. He was so bottled to the Eibishter that he couldn't, like, in the presence of it, he just couldn't speak. He was like total bittel to the Eibishter, in which Loidu Miyotila, he couldn't speak. And all of the answers, if you think about it, are all soiviv on this nekud. Another simple answer, a technical answer is, Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't, there were certain parts of speech that he couldn't project, right? Yeah? He couldn't say from the Sfasayim and from the letters Bumf and whatever, and certain letters he couldn't say. Now Rashi told us on the words Pokud Pokadati Yazchem, Vishamul Lukalech, they'll listen to you. Why will they listen to me? Says Rashi. They had a secret password, a secret sign, right? There's a certain words. Yankiv told them, and Yosef said, so according to Chazal, there's two ways to learn it. In Pirkei Der Belezer, Pashtus Loshon HaMedrash, and so many most of this forum, this was not known to the average bloke in the street. It was passed down from Avram to Yitzchok, from Yitzchok to Yankiv, from Yankiv to Yosef, who is beloved. Yosef shared it with few specific, narrow individuals. And amongst the people he told was Osher. And when Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, Pocket Pocadity, and he's making miracles, he's turning whatever, water into whatever, and turning whatever, yeah. Steaks into whatever, yeah, matas into steaks, yeah. So he's a miracle worker, big deal, maybe the magician, maybe he's a Tumi Pari, some other, right, brand, hello. Do we listen to this guy? How do I know he's legit? Maybe he's, yeah. So they went to Serach Bas Osh, who was, right? And she said, what did he say? And they said, Moshe said, Pocket Pakadati. Oh, I heard from my father, who heard from Yosef, who heard from Yankiv, who heard from Ravinu. That is the real Makud. But nobody knew that. And Chazal brings, there's actually a Medrash Rabbah, which the Ramban brings, right? For that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a fugitive at a very young age. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have said Pocket Pakadati, people said maybe he heard it from his father Amram, the Gadol HaDor, heard it from Kahos, heard it from Levi, and his family also has a Kabbalah, Pocket Pakadati. And therefore, it's no raya that he's really the Eibishter sent him. So he had to be sent away from home, and he grew up in Paris Palace, he was a fugitive at a young age. And when he comes back at age 80 to redeem Klal Yisrael, how in the world did he know this? Oh, he must be real. That's one possibility. But a simple possibility, this is brought to the Rebbe Yoinusen, brings it into Ferris Yoinusen, and Anderson Seifer brings it, and our Pnei Maven brings it, and many, many others for him. The Alkut to Me'am Loyus brings it, Mr. Seifer Divri Shalom. You know what? Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh. He couldn't pronounce all words. In the words, Pocket Pakadati, the only one of those letters he could pronounce was a kuf. A pay he couldn't, a dalit he couldn't, etc., etc., etc. The Maril Diskin, the Sar of Mibris, I don't know where he gets it from, but Nemonimalai, right? He says, not only was there a Kabbalah that the words of redemption of the true Goyal will be Pocket Pakadati, Ober Nochmer, the tradition was that the Goyal will not be able to pronounce it naturally. And when you see a guy who in natural everyday conversation cannot pronounce these letters, and then when he comes for this message, he's able to pronounce it, you know he's real. Hello? So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a kvat peh, and a kvat loshen, and a aral sfasayim. But let me just add, it's not that every moment of his life, there's actually midrash is chalukas, I'm not getting involved, the whole big machlukas of Rishonim and Chazal, did he remain a aral sfasayim, a kvat peh, till the, you say no. I could show you numerous Rishonim hold yes. There are those who say he was Nisrapin now. Hello? Right now, he was Nesrapa. Right? We're out by the snare when he comes to give this message. That was the Ripui. Others say, or by Matan Toiran, and as the Shalokah, this ass on the Drosh's Haran, who says that it was in order to show you that. According to you, that all our boyim shana, he had to prove that he's legitimate, right? So they have all our boyim shana. He was a balmu. According to every tamdik and Harry and Kal Yisrael was nesrapa all the mumim matan Torah achutz Moshe Rabbeinu mifchan. It's not the stop, but there are midrashim who say, you know when Moshe Rabbeinu was nesrapa? In the 40th year. Be'echad b'chodesh b'ashli yosa chodesh hoyel Moshe baris atayr el advarim etzadibar Moshe. The Chazal say here, Mar Piloshin Eitz Chaim, the whole time, when Moshe Rabbeinu was just saying, this is what the Eibishter said, he was a Kvat Peh. In everyday conversation, he's a Kvat Peh. Dafka, when he was chazering Teiras Hashem, at this moment, was the Shechinah, was the Eibishter speaking. He wasn't the Kvat Peh. When was he Nisrape in our book? You have 3 or 4 days in Chazal. Some say he wasn't Nisrape, some say in the 40th year, some say a Matan Torah, and some say when he came by the snare. You can have your pick of who you want to choose. But there's a Moshe to give out, according to everybody. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he came to Chazar over Torah, I'll give him some types of Torah, his zikr was articulate. How do I know? It's the pasuk. Hine anuichi bo elecha ba'avonan. Bavur yishma'am b'dabri imoch. V'gam b'cho yaminu lo. What's the gam yocha b'aminu lo? Says the holy Magli Tzedek, the Dezer, Moshe Digavorti. Did Klal Yisrael know how Moshe Rabbeinu sounds? Did they ever hear the call of Hashem? As per the Gemara in the end of Makkos? Yes. Anuichi li'ilcha. So you know Moshe Rabbeinu sound, I don't know, with this kind of accent, Yorkshire accent, whatever, a certain tone, a certain whatever. But they also heard the Kol Hashem by Har Sinai, by Neuchin Leilucho. And then they hear Moshe Rabbeinu chazering over Aptos, and he doesn't sound like Moshe Rabbeinu when he's whatever. He sounds like Moshe, like the Kol Hashem they heard by Neuchin Leilucho. That the Vina Rosa Moshe. Hinni boy lechona. The Dezer says this. Bavur yishma om bidabri imoch. V'gam bechoyaminu oil. Because they hear Moshe Rabbeinu chazering over whatever, they're hearing the Kol Hashem. Because Chazal say when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, Ushchina medaberes bitoich groinu shel Moshe. Be'emes tifregaret is yismach Moshe. Parshmasik. Where the yismach Moshe says it depends when Moshe was speaking. He could speak koi. Or he could speak Zehadover. Zehadover is mamish the voice of Hashem. Shchinah of the Grin. Koy like other Nevi'im. So that's pshat by Matan Torah. It says Koy Soimar Leves Yaakov, the Pshut Pashat Eden, V'Sagi Levnei Yisrael, which is Zehadover. Why the difference? Because the Eibishter wanted that people should din the Eibishter l'shmo. Not for schar. We have a principle. Schar mitzvah by Alma Lek. Right? But Anoshim Pshutim, they want a steak, they want a pizza. That's life, you know? Fancy car, whatever. So if Moshe, if everything when you spoke about Torah for Moshe, it would have been Bivchina Zehadovish Chinwa Daberis, that's the way they would have picked it up. Then if hearing from the Eibishter, then the Eibishter has to give you Schar by Ilam Hazen. It's only when, as we said 1,000 times on the Rebbe of Heschel and all the Sforim, when you hear through a Shliach, as we say in Chesh Mishpat, then, you know, the Schar Mitzvah has to be given them. The Eibishter is not over Balkon. Or if they bite Tzaddikim, that are interested in pizza, so by them what? They can hear Zed, they can hear the Eibishter Ben Oshchin or the Groinim. And they're not Tiveya the Schar in this world. Mashenki by Pshutayam. Hello, by simple people, if they hear directly from Moshe with Chinah Zehadover directly, and if the Abrams are speaking, then they have the right to demand Schar Mitzvah Ve'Alma, because otherwise the Abrams is over Baltolin, right? Therefore, to them the Abrams only spoke how good, right? But that's why the Bavor Yishma Ha'om B'Dabri Imach could also be Taish Tevin Rav Taishas. When the Abishter speaks through Moshe Imach, together with you. Moshe speaking, you see his lips moving. But if the Abishter is speaking through him, and therefore, V'gam B'cho Yaminu Le'olam, people will see this is not Moshe, it's not the same tone, it's not the same whatever, it's not the same accent, because generally you can't speak. And that brings Amunah in Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's not only, I have no time to argue with the Vinarog, it's not, he says in numerous places, it's not only Bekamus and whatever, and like in quantity and in Gashmis and Chitzonius, Bepnimius. If you hear the Abishter speaking, Shechina Mitaberes Mitagreinu Shel Moshe, then you know what happens? What you hear is what you understand, und Selikzich by dir, etc., etc. Which, by the way, I have no time to elaborate. It's a beautiful Sikh in Chelek. In Chelek Tazayin, the Sikh, the Rebbe explains, when in this week's parsha by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu Tainas is the Kvad Peh and Kvad Loshen. So what does the Abishter say? Ar Nechicha, he'll be your spokesman. He'll speak. So when they speak to Klal Yisrael, who speaks? Aaron spoke. You, Moshe, speak to Aaron, tell him what to say, and Aaron is the mouthpiece. Aaron, fine. When it comes to Paroi, in next week's parasha, who speaks? Where's the lashon of Rashi? You have to make up your own Torah. Rashi says, "Ato tedaber, reza tichali kim the Paroi of Ar Nechichi yedivyacha. Ato tedaber as kol asher atzavek of Ar Nechichi daro Paroi." Who's speaking? Moshe Aaron. So Rashi says, "Pam achas koshlichus toshichus kefishe shemata mipi." One time, Moshe speaks directly to Paroi. V'arnechicha yamlitzenu v'yatimenu ba'ozni Paroi. Aaron, what's his job by Paroi? Yamlitzenu v'yatimenu. Why the double expression? Yamlitzenu v'yatimenu. So the Rebbe, hold on, I got 100 diyukim here. I have no time to learn. The nekuda is, what language did Moshe Rabbeinu speak to Paroi? Losh nakum afurish in Chazal. Losh nakodesh in Bechiltas Rashbi. In Levush, etc. In Rashi, etc. Can I ask you a question? Did Paroi know Lashon HaKodesh? Well, if it's the same old Paroi as whatever, he zichur did not. The Gemara before didn't say he did not. Right? And even if it's a new Melachodosh, you could be sure, hello, that if the old guy, right, in 80 years that Yosef was a Mishnah Melech, he didn't pick up Lashon HaKodesh, this young newcomer, zichur did not. Because Kodusha and Paroi are like tata disaster. How could he pick up Lashon HaKodesh? You with me? So what in the world is the good of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to a guy who doesn't understand the language? Therefore, Rashi said, you got to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. He will not understand the word, logically. Who will be the one who says, Yamlitzenu, Milashon HaMelitz, to translate, and Yatimenu to give him to verstehen, an intellectual conversation and exercise? That's what Aaron's about. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, that brings down the rod, the punishment of Paroi. He does the shlichus and he puts the fear of the Lord in Paroi's heart. Yes? Al deres meruba mida toiva, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, al shchina medaberes mida groinoi, that elevates a person, etc., etc. Therefore, we understand the difference between Koysoimer Levis Yankov and Vesagit Levin Yisro. The Vinarov said just one word. I'll just leave you with one word. It's a very good word. He says, all in the whole Arichas and the Yukim and Psukim, but one exception to this rule is Shabbos. Shabbos in the parish of Vayakil through Vahakil, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all the Eden and he says, this is exactly what the Abishter said. And that was Bechina Zeadover to all of Chal Yisrael. Because whatever reason, he goes on Arichas, the Abishter wanted that Chal Yisrael should be Nene, to be Schar Mitzvah by Alma from the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Okay? In Arichas, but in the field I understand something else. A word that I always say over to people, they meet on the street, how are you? Someone's not well. On Shabbos, you're walking in the street, you say, so I always tell them the word of the Kedushas Siyun Hashem Yikim Dam of the Baba Rebbe, Meir Dike Vort. Yeah, I gotta be fair here. Right? He said the pasuk says Shpatim Rak Shifta Yitin Verape Yerape Rak Shabbos Yitin. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you go to Mavakar Chelu b'Shabbos, what do you say? Shabbos he milizoik or refer to Krolam. So the Kadmoinim already said, where's the remez? Hello, where's the remez? Moshe Yedaber Velikimin and Abakal. Moshe's Rosh Tevis. No, Shabbos he milizoik. When he screams Shabbos he milizoik, then Valikim Yanenu Bikol, call is Rosh Tevis, Urufu, Krivalov. Hello? I always say this. And even the Hajar Muslim, Rafa ibn Milu is Gimachi Shabbos, 702, etc., etc. Yeah? Okay, he had a whole Arikh in various places, just here. What's the. These like, when, if you're chassidically challenged, and you see such a shtick, you say, ah, that's why I always have tainus against these rebbes. They say these cute little vertlach, which makes absolutely no sense, and it's like a cute little, you know, what does it mean? Like gematria, like, you know, if you don't understand what you're doing, it's just a spiel. No, speaking of gematria, always, how many times have I said, there's the Yushalmi, which says, ki loy dover reiku mikem. Vim dover reiku mikem. So one of the Rishonim already said, ki loy dover reiku mikem is gematria, gematrius. If you don't understand gematrius, it's not loy dover reiku, it's mikem, your problem. The vort is, that's not the point. The point is, when they said lavor, it's miyusid on kadmoni, you have to understand the profundity, the depth. Because Shabbos is the one mitzvah you just told me, that everyone heard the bivchina zehadover, which chidim adaberes with the geroinoi. And we just said, the whole arich, this is going to spend for hours, that once you hear from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Mipi Hashem, right, is this char mitzvah ayalma. Moshe yedaber velikim yanenu bekol. But what's the message of this? What am I trying to bring out? Pashut the simple word. There's a famous idea. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that they said on Yehudah, he would daven for chayla. He would know zechay v'zemes. How do you know? The Mishnah says, right? If shkura tefilasu b'fi, I know it's makubal. If not, what's the right? What's pshat in here? There's a gevaldig chesam soif. Soif, it says, how do you know the Eibishter davens? Because it says vavi yosim al har kodshi v'timach tevei tefilasu. What's pshat? So the sefer says avor. The pasuk says v'shafta v'Hashem likecho v'shamata b'koyli. It's simply a title. You have this word child. You got a cheder. Return to the Eibishter. You hearken to his voice. And kol asher nich b'tzav chayim. That's the sefer. I'm reading a word. If you listen to the Eibishter, right? If you return to the Eibishter, v'shafta v'Hashem likecho v'shamata b'koyli. When you daven, when you learn the MS, the osim dvarei beficho, when you learn, how do you start Shemin Esra? Adnai, posuk Tilim in Kapitel Nun Aleph, Adnai Sfosai Tiftachu fi Yaget Yilzero. What's pshat? When the Alter Rebbe says this in Teruah, in the various places in Siddur, the Rebbe Melech says this, but in Pitzadik, when the Eibishter davens, where does the Eibishter daven? You think the Eibishter is davening somewhere in Atilus and Atik and Arich, somewhere up there, somewhere, whatever. He's davening between your lips. You want to, the Emma says, when you say the, I'm not a man of great Kavanah, but the one line, Hashem Svot Tiftach, think for that one, who, like, the Eibishter is between your lips. He's lying, and he's davening with you. That should put a fear of the Lord in a person before he dies. You think about it. And if the Eibishter is davening, which is pshat, it's not your tefillah, it's the Eibishter's tefillah, which is coming through. Everybody at the Bechina from Moshe, that the Eibishter is speaking, when you're learning Torah, that when you're davening, the Eibishter is speaking to you, through you, right? And if a person like, that's what Rechina B'Leisa said, im shkura, you know what shkura means? If I'm on a shlichus, if I feel that the prayer has been sent, b'fi, I know, because something that the Eibishter is davening with you, and then I know it's mekubal. Is the Eibishter helfen taka? Gedushas apeh, to think just a minute before you daven, before you say anything in the street, right? Is this going to contribute to the iskadol? The iskadol shmei rabba the chas v'sholom fakert, right? And the Eibishter helfen. That's chus. The iskadol plays rules, and all our tefillos should be in the iskadol.
Seven, seven, the Shkolim.